Hello, Dork, everyone. My name is Earth Katz. We are live in my basement, the skeleton crew tonight of myself. We are here with Dork Almighty Matt Minar.
For the moon shows us for what we truly are.
That's why he's the Dork Almighty.
Dude, it's dial-a-dork, not dial-a-fucking-dork.
You said it was a skeleton crew, so here we are. So you missed the reference.
I blew it entirely.
Your movie trivia brain is dying.
It's because the Oscars are going to be canceled.
They are canceled.
Are they?
Aren't they?
They're not the Grammys.
I don't know if they're canceled or not. I haven't worked on the pool. Let's put it that way. I've got to get to work on it.
You might not have to.
Dan the Master Googler Overton.
Bum, ba, da,
there's some fanfare for you. Tonight we have all kinds of wonderful things. We have a Tim Wurzel Bear Metal Question of the Week. We have pieces of Flair. We might even have some Dork Almighty's Free Software of the Week, if I can think of something.
Sweet.
I don't know if we have anything for... I don't know if we have anything for a Shane's YouTube clip of the week. Although Shane did email the show. Thank you, Shane. I need to email him back and let him know it was great to hear from him.
Oh, he didn't email all of us?
I don't know.
It was, I think.
I think he sent it to Dorks. You didn't get it?
I don't remember getting it.
Okay, well, all right. So anyway, welcome back to the fold, Shane. He said he's all caught up.
All caught up.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I'll take a look at it. Maybe we'll bust that email after
the show.
We should.
We should
do that. And
speaking of the Oscars, did you guys hear about Heath Ledger today?
No.
He overdosed on something in Mary Kate's apartment in New York.
Is he dead?
He's dead.
Heath Ledger is dead.
Heath Ledger is dead.
In whose apartment?
Mary Kate.
As in
Olsen? Yes. Is she the one that was...
Not Jimmy.
Is she the one that was a drug addict and the real skinny?
The anorexic?
Aren't they both?
No,
one of them had a problem.
One of them was like kind of normal.
I don't care. I can't tell them apart.
That's amazing. What is with these? I mean, that guy had the world in the palm of his fucking hand. I mean,
2-year-old kid.
Don't fuck it. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't know.
Actor Heath Ledger dead.
I preach the tooth. Or the truth.
Possible drug
overdose. Wasn't he the one in...
28 years old. Wow, that is fucked.
Wasn't he in A Knight's Tale?
Yes.
Dude!
He was in, wasn't he in...
Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain.
That was the big
this
one.
Guy,
I never
talking
did see
about
that.
One of the
probably
going to
win an Oscar someday or something.
Probably.
Wow.
What a fucking mistake.
What you really have to feel bad for is
the baby.
Mary-Kate Olsen.
She needs a sandwich.
She's the baby, right?
No, I mean, now she has no boyfriend. Okay.
They both look like skeletons.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I mean,
I'm saddened. I mean,
you know what, I think he had some talent.
That's
just flat out amateurish drug use. And you know what? I can't abide by that. It makes it much more difficult on the rest of us
right? Who
know how to take drugs.
Absolutely.
You know? This is why drugs are fucking illegal and shit like that, is because assholes overdose. But you know, I'm sorry. I got no fucking sympathy for Heath Ledger. I'm sorry.
Did it say on what?
Supposedly, it's sleeping pills, but I don't think they know for sure
yet. Did he commit suicide? Who takes sleeping pills?
Yeah,
right.
Nobody
exactly.
takes...
Exactly. That's what they said on the news tonight.
He's a millionaire. What is he taking sleeping pills for?
Right.
No
Maybe
shit.
Maybe Xanax,
a
who knows.
Fucking millionaire.
Maybe Mary Kate poisoned him.
Oy, Jesus Christ.
It could happen.
What, now here's the real story is Ringo Starr walks off Regis and Kelly.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what does he think he is? Barry Gibb?
Oh, Jesus.
That dude walked off of the show with the guy, Clive Anderson, the guy who hosted the original Whose Line Is It Anyway?
He has a snarky
talk show thing in England or whatever, and Barry, the Bee Gees were on the show, and he was kind of giving him shit the whole time about being the Bee Gees and stuff, and making fun of him and shit, and then finally Barry's like, yeah, so anyway, goodbye. He's like, see ya. And he's like, oh, well, I guess that's the end of the show then.
So why did he walk off?
He walked off. Ringo Starr?
Yeah.
Let's see. The rock star showed his tough side when he walked off the set of Live with Regis and Kelly rather than cut short one of his songs. However, due to miscommunication between his publicist and the musical director, Starr didn't realize the performance had to be 2.5 minutes or less. When he was told that the performance had to be shortened, Starr tried to cut a minute of the song's 4-minute and 15-second length down to 3.5 minutes, but Gelman said it had to be less than 3 minutes.
Okay.
That wasn't good enough, and Starr walked.
So he actually walked off of the show.
I don't know if he walked off the show. Like, I don't know if he walked off the show during the show.
Right.
But I think he walked off like while he's like
playing a song.
I'm not bloody doing it, you know. Right. And like, why? Right. Walked off the set.
That's respectable.
In a drunken haze.
Well,
I would hope so. You want to talk about wealthy? I mean, this guy. Although, what's he still doing making music? Is he wealthy or not?
I think he's better off than we are.
Well, you don't know what kind of debts he has.
It's very true. I mean, Michael Jackson might own him.
Well, I mean, Michael Jackson owns the publishing rights to the songs.
Right.
I don't think he actually owns Ringo Starr.
I'm sure he's...
Unless that came along with it. That'd be awesome.
He might have.
Well, he owns his skeleton when he dies. That we know.
We're not certain of that.
No, Michael Jackson owns Ringo Starr's corpse when he's dead.
You're kidding me.
Yes, I am kidding.
Thank God.
Okay.
I wouldn't doubt it. The dude bought weird stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did he buy the Elephant Man's corpse or not?
I don't know. I remember hearing something weird about stuff like that.
Anyway, we also have tonight a new segment, or at least an idea for a new segment.
Yeah,
I'd like to try it out.
New to us.
All right, what is it?
Oh, I can't, you know, well, yeah, I'll say Yoko was the, well, okay, the prime mover of this new segment was the fact that I was like, okay, Yoko, I want to talk about work, so just shut your fucking pie hole for 5 seconds and let me tell
like
my story. You know, well, I mean, you know,
way to keep your pimp hand stronger.
Yeah, well, you know, so I'm like, just shut up and let me tell you the story. I sound like a teenager or something. You know, yeah, I cut my hand on Dory's mouth as I backhanded her. No, are you crazy? I can't. I don't know. I haven't. I was unsuccessful in structuring our relationship that way. Nice. Other men are more successful at structuring their relationships that way. I didn't really try. And I've only a couple of times have I even like hit Dory, and it's never been like out of anger or hard or anything like that. It's just more like I'm like, you
like
know
a donkey
what?
Punch.
Like a little pink, like across the face like that. Like you know what, pow. Thinking like not a big deal. And of course she does the whole like indignant, you know, the whole indignant act.
Pulls out the knife.
Yeah, but invariably it leads to sex. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I was going to say, I believe the Kama Sutra allows for hitting your spouse.
Does it really?
Yeah, does not.
Just not closed fist, open-handed.
Really?
Yeah.
On the ass? On the ass cheek.
The flames of passion and all that other kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, otherwise. Right.
Okay, so anyway, I was telling her this story.
Where do we go?
I was telling her this story, and she said this would be a great segment for the show. Not smack your bitch up. The story
sponsored by Puddle of Mud.
Well, the title. This is the working title of the segment, and if we don't like it, but I like it. It's called Tech Down.
Tech Down.
And this what it is it's a recounting of a technology tete-a-tete between two geeks. And who wins? You know what I mean?
Ooh.
So it's like when you get into an argument like at work over like, no, you can't use DNS to, you know, or what, you know what I mean? Like it's like a technical argument between two geeks and, you know,
yeah,
and we'll either tell the tale of one that actually happened, okay? Because I had a tech down last week and I won. And it was awesome. And
we should do a recreation. Herb's got his chops.
Well, I'm going to tell the story. Or, if no one has a story that actually happened, Dory was saying that maybe what we should do is, you know, stage one. Where we say, okay, fine. Since we don't have one to tell, we're going to have a tech down between Dan the Master Googler and Dork Almighty. And the question is blank.
PS3 or Xbox?
What?
PS3 or Xbox?
Yeah,
you could
question.
Do something...
It's already started.
It's PS3, Xbox, or Wii. The top three.
We can do top three.
And considering Wii is in the forefront at the moment.
What forefront?
Basically,
in terms of sales.
Which one is the best? The one you can't buy.
Very true.
Okay.
Indeed.
But you want to just go ahead and should we just go with the tech down?
No, let's, you know, do our, I mean, how is this going to fit in with the rest of our segments?
It's like a new segment. Oh, forget, you know what? I don't
well,
really,
well, we try to go in order,
I don't
generally.
Really like, nah.
Yeah, we do. We have a loose order.
We do?
Yeah.
Well, look, we'll fit it in somehow. I don't really like the idea of, like, having a tech down. I like recounting the story of a tech down that just, I know, that went right in my beard.
Yeah,
a little spit bubble went right off my lip and landed right in my beard.
I was actually, if Dr. J was here, that would have been a great discussion on trajectories and the mass of a spit bubble and all that kind of stuff.
African spit bubble or European spit bubble?
Unladen. How about that?
Another tech down.
Yeah. So really, tech down.
Yeah.
So let me tell you. Let me just. No, I'm excited. I'm going to tell you about the tech down.
Okay. All
right. This is the first one.
This was the. This is an actual tech down that had happened.
When?
I was at a client. Okay.
So this involved you.
This was me, and I was, you know, in my opinion, the protagonist.
Okay. Should we describe the opponent so that we have the context?
The opponent is a business consultant with a decent amount of tech knowledge.
So greater than rudimentary?
Definitely knows enough to be extremely dangerous.
I think you're buzzing. Somebody just buzzed.
Who's
it was
buzzing?
Not me. I'm on the table.
What are you saying? Dan's buzzing.
Yep,
Dan's vibrating.
You know that there's a phenomenon of like phantom buzzes. You
I
heard
get that.
About this?
Dude,
you think your phone's ringing and you're like, what? You feel like buzzing and it's not like right in the spot of your leg or whatever.
It happens to me too.
Yeah, I get it all the time.
All the time. But what's worse, I'll be listening if I'm listening to the radio, and some of those programs play that muted like. Pager beep every now and again.
White boy?
Holy shit, I think I've got my pager back again, and it's been 10 years since I've had that damn thing. What the hell?
Relax.
No!
Tech down.
Tech down.
So, I want to get
that sound effect of like. Boom. No, some sort of like metallic door shutting, like. You know.
Oh, the Star Trek sound.
It's like kind of like the jail cell door closing or something.
You need the Star Wars sound for when the huge blast doors shut. That loud.
No,
like,
it was used, NWA song. I'm gonna go look for it.
Yeah. You know, you could also use the maybe a theme music from Tech War, homage to Sir Shatner.
We could spell a T-E-K.
We could.
I suppose. Anyway, so here's what happened. It was me versus business consultant guy who, you know, I mean, he definitely knows what he's talking about, all right? He's worked with some big, big companies, but mostly on a business side of things, but clearly he knows stuff. And
okay.
He wanted to use, you know, a remote control software to control. He's in San Francisco.
VNC.
A VNC variant for Mac. I think
okay.
It's called
okay.
Timbuktu.
Reasonable.
Never, not real familiar with it, it needed port, you know, 407 or something.
Okay.
All right. I wonder if he's going to listen to the show.
I hope so.
Well, anyway, if you are listening and you know who you are, I have the utmost respect for you. I won the tech down. That's all. It's not a big deal. I won the tech down and that's it. You know?
RMC, king of CYA.
Yes.
Yes.
I get it.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, he needed a port forwarded.
Okay.
Okay. He's out in San Francisco. His client is here. I am, like, you know, his eyes and ears.
Gotcha.
Out here. He's kind of like the, the IT architect. And I'm kind of like a consultant to him and the shock troops.
This
and
is that, like that scenario where we worked with the guy in Florida. For I think that was for the dead people company. Remember?
Yeah, kind of like that. I'm a little bit more of an authority.
Okay.
And I'm making more like recommendations and things, whereas they are truly they are in control. We are simply.
You labor. Recommend what they should get.
I make all kinds of recommendations and I make purchases and all kinds, but he's like their Svengali, okay? And everything that I do, if it's not approved by him, they're not going to do it.
Okay.
Okay, All right. I think the stage is set. Anyway,
round one.
The point is he needed a port forwarded. And so I the first thing that happened was we were arguing about whether or not a Linksys WRT54G had an SPI firewall or not.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't explicitly say in the web client, you know, the web-based administration console of the router that it is an SPI firewall. But everything I've read, including the Linksys documentation, says this is an SPI firewall. So I forwarded that to him and said, see, I told you it is. You know?
Okay.
And so that was like kind of mini precursor tech down that
jab.
I won.
First blood.
So because he was saying like we needed to go out and get a better router. And I'm like, no, we don't. And then Then we got into a situation where we're going to be port forwarding to a laptop, and we were, you know, I got a little concerned about, you know, DHCP, and so I was like, I don't want to hard code the IP address into the Mac because it's a portable.
If you go on another network,
and you go on another network, you might be fucked.
Right.
If there's a chance that you wouldn't, if it was the same subnet,
right,
and the same gateway,
right.
So, the Linksys, however, does not do DHCP based on, like you can't...
It doesn't do reservations.
Can't do reservations. It's not like MAC addresses, really, you know.
Yeah, I noticed that with mine, too. I was a little bit disappointed with that.
So, but as it turned out, so then we were starting to lean towards getting the new router after all.
Sure.
But then I said, wait a minute, this is stupid. We have a Windows 2000 server machine. I will just do DHCP there, and you can definitely do reservations there.
Very true.
So he's like, okay, that's a good idea. Fine. So I offload DHCP to the server, and I do the reservations, and so I give this thing a reservation. It's always going to have the same IP address.
On your network.
Great. But the port forwarding would not work. Now, I had it set up correctly. I know how to do it. I set it. And he was trying to convince me that because DHCP had been turned off, that port forwarding was no longer functioning on the router.
That doesn't make sense.
I didn't come out and say that doesn't make sense. I merely said, I'll test your theory.
Respectfully.
Because I was going to be, you know, respectful, but I did not believe that for a second. What does the router care? It just says,
right.
I don't care. You want this port number to Ford, this IP address?
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
Uh-huh. The one you can't escape the subnet.
Right.
But, you know, I didn't think it mattered.
Anyway.
Anyway, but for the life of me, I couldn't get the goddamn port forwarding to work. I couldn't do it. And so I really thought I was going to lose the tech now.
Uh-oh.
Because I knew I was right. I knew that the Linksys was going to forward the ports correctly.
Okay.
But it wasn't doing it.
Like even when using like
I tried a number of known, you know, ports. I tried doing VNC to another machine and all this stuff.
Okay.
I couldn't fucking do it.
Okay.
So I'm like, damn it, I'm going to fucking have to eat my fucking crow, and I'm going to lose this goddamn tech down. And as I'm driving home from the client's house, pow!
I see a light bulb.
Eureka. They had installed, without my, one, you know, outside of my presence, they had installed VoIP phones.
Port collision.
And there was a, no. They got, from the company, the phone company, a VoIP router. That sits between
The
Linksys router and the cable modem.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
And but see, I wasn't there. So I sent an email from my car. I said, is there any chance that the VoIP router is between the Linksys and the cable modem? And he said, yes, it is.
There's your problem.
You know, he kind of helped them get that set up. So I said, okay, give me the login information for that thing. And what they had done was they had gone from WAN port to WAN port.
Okay.
So they were double natted.
Yes.
So I'm like, they're double natted. So I open up, I forward the port that he wanted through the VoIP router to the Linksys router. Uh-huh. And then from there I forward it, and boom. It worked like a charm.
You know,
and I won the tech down.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
The knockout punch.
I think you're supposed to do it the other way anyway. Forward to the VoIP router first.
Huh?
But the VoIP should be inside the Linksys. I mean, I guess in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter.
I think they want it on the... I don't think they want it behind any kind of firewall
externally.
Or something.
So
they want it in the DMZ, basically.
If the phone company, whoever supports them, needs to get to it, there's nothing they have to do to get through your router to get there.
Oh, well, hell, you could do that then. Configure the Linksys to give it a DMZ port.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That Linksys has got physical lines on it, right? It's got.
You can do a DMZ, I believe.
I think
on that. I think you can, but there was no need.
Well, yeah, I understand that. I'm just talking other stuff.
Basically, so what do you think? I won the tech down. What do you think of that for a segment? If there is one, I mean, if it's
it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I mean, you showed you're about to get beat, and you came through in the end.
Yeah, I didn't give up.
A very rocky victory.
Because what could have happened is we could have spent some money on a nice new router, and guess what?
Sure,
this shit wouldn't work.
Exactly. And then how would you have looked?
Like an ass.
Well, I wouldn't have looked like an ass because that was his idea to replace the router.
Hmm.
Or he was talking about that we should be doing firewall on the Windows server instead.
Oh, of course.
No.
And I'm like, are you crazy? Have you ever – I mean, what are you going to do? Like ISA server? That is the worst piece of shit. ISA 2000, anyway. That is just so impossible. It is so crazy that
the company I work for, we actually have Windows machines that touch the internet.
Yeah?
What do you mean, that touch the internet? They have public IPs?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with that?
It's normal at a lot of the big companies, believe it or not. I'm surprised you guys don't.
They probably do.
I'm sure you do.
We have I don't think we have anything, any piece of equipment other than...
I must say it's not directly connected to the internet, but we port forward through the routers straight to our external boxes, which is effectively on the internet.
No.
But only for certain ports.
Only certain ports, right.
Right, but that's the whole point. The fact that you don't have the box itself exposed is the point. Because that's the concept of a DMZ, is that you've got...
Right, and it is in the DMZ, the boxes. Yeah. There's nothing internally that's on the internet that we know of.
We have a few different DMZs and an ASZ, and I still haven't figured out that acronym yet. And I freaking work there.
ASZ?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what that means yet.
We have a regular DMZ, then we have the high-security DMZ, that even the server racks themselves are locked in cages. And you've got to go through a whole chain of command to get inside the cages.
Yeah, I believe it.
So you guys probably have something like that, too?
Yeah.
Recalculus.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's recalculus. I mean, considering the information that our mutual companies have, I wouldn't want anything like that out there either. It's crazy to me that we have variances for data feeds that come in that are still clear text.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys hear about the TD Ameritrade outage today?
No.
Say what?
Their entire website went down around 10 o'clock this morning.
Did you see that somebody blew away the RIAA website with an SQL injection?
I heard about that.
Awesome.
I know.
Awesome.
So today, on the one day of the year that you don't want to be locked out of your trading accounts, TD Ameritrade goes down.
Oh, you're right. What happened to the market today? I wasn't on Cora today, so.
It only went down 128 points.
Oh, yeah, it was down like 450 or
like
early?
380.
Comparatively, it wasn't that bad.
And then recovered.
Well, it's some nice buying opportunities about around noon, I guess. Yeah.
Did you hear about the reactivation of the Stormworm again? JavaScript vulnerability?
Yeah, I guess I heard that, yeah.
Back out again? Has it just been replicating? I've heard a lot of talk about there's some virus going around the web that is pretty dormant. And it changes itself all the time, so they're having a hard time tracking it down.
That's this variant. Is this the Storm? It's a variant. Okay. Yeah, it's a JavaScript injection on the server side that hides itself once it gets you, and then the security researchers I've read about so far haven't figured it out.
Yeah, they don't know what it's for, and it's not doing anything malicious yet.
You know what?
Yet,
right?
I just don't inform my clients of it. Because the more they worry.
Crying over milk that you had, don't even know it's been bought yet, much less spilt.
Mm-hmm. Crying over pre-spilled milk. So, yeah, I just can't.
Yeah. Who's propagating it, what they're going to use it for, what it's going to do.
They own
our internet. The other thing I read on Dig the other day was that the CIA hosted a conference and said that some other country's internet has been, or some other country's power grid has been hacked by hackers and have been held to ransom.
I believe it.
So, I don't know if I do.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I think it's propaganda.
But for what? To what end? To get us to spend money on our own?
To get us to give people access where they don't need it, as in the government, let them control more stuff so we can have more security.
I don't agree with that idea. I'm with you on that one. But at the same time, our infrastructure grids need help.
Oh, I agree, but I don't know. Well, I guess I don't know the internal setup, but if it was me and it was my nuclear power generator, it wouldn't be on the interweb. I mean, it's bottom line. Why would you have something connected to the internet?
I got to tell you. You ever drive Route 2 west to Toledo?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's actually a great drive.
It's a really great drive.
Right by Davis Bessie.
Yeah, and I don't think it would be all that difficult to blow that sky high. I mean, you literally drive like 500 feet from it. There's no fucking fences or security, really. I mean, there's like a security gate.
Right.
And there's like a moat, maybe, or something, like a pond. I mean, I just park my car across the street, set up a quick little rocket launcher, and boom.
Is that, that's the one that's not been, it's like active like a month out of the year or whatever, right?
It's been what? That's the one
on
they,
and off, and
that's the one that like basically failed all the safety inspections.
That's what I thought.
Right.
Yeah,
they had some kind of corrosion going on in the reactor
tank.
Core,
right?
And it almost went through. It was like a 1/16 of an inch thick, so it would have released a bunch of radiation had that cracked.
We have Chernobyl in Toledo.
Yeah, in Cleveland, depending on the prevailing winds.
Yeah, that's true too.
So
prevailing winds. Listen to you.
I know.
Fucking prevailing winds.
Well, it's true. I mean, the Alberta
troopers
come
down.
You
prevail. You prevail.
I always prevail.
You prevail.
Do you see they're releasing that England documentary
prevails.
on Chernobyl?
The who, what, where?
They're releasing a documentary on Chernobyl now. I shot I forget which movie I went to go see, but it was in the trailers.
In the glowing trees, the pine trees that are red at night.
Really?
Supposedly still happens now. I've never seen them myself.
I don't know.
I have no interest in going to Ukraine.
I think the trailer made the point that things have recovered a lot faster than any of the scientists ever thought. And like the greenery and stuff like that that's overtaken civilization is amazing to see.
So nuclear war is good.
Well, it could be.
For trees.
Population control, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to get Darwinian up on this.
So what are you watching now, Irv?
NWA over here.
I'm looking for that sound that like it's like the sound of a slamming door, but it's kind of like a jail cell door.
Law and Order.
Oh yeah, the intro to that TV show.
And when they switch scenes,
yeah, ka-chink. Ka-chink. Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah. Or shit, watch Oz.
Yeah, exactly. That was a great show.
I thought it was still on.
I don't have HBO.
Well, I mean, neither do I, but...
So it may be.
By the way, has anyone seen Dr. Dre recently?
No.
He
not
looks
since
like
he, came out
he has
with
gobbled
Eminem.
Up every available steroid in
really?
The Western Hemisphere.
Really?
Oh, nice. He looks like a hulking fucking monster.
Really?
I mean, what do you call these things? Traps? Are these traps right here?
Yep, your trapezius.
Your trapezoids?
Your trapezoids, yes.
His trapezius muscles.
Your trapezoids?
Look like, you know what they look like? They look like a country ham. He's got two hams on either side of his neck.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Do you watch Fatherhood?
No.
I have lost all my respect for Snoop.
Really?
He used to be a badass gangbanger.
Please.
Now he's a sellout.
They were never bad. Oh, come on.
He killed a couple people, didn't he?
I don't know.
I don't think
Murder
so.
I thought it was all, it's all bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
It's all a big act so that people who are gullible can eat it up.
Yeah. All right, so what's the next segment we got to do here while you jam out to NWA?
Dude, we are some of the saddest white Airlines. Boys around.
I know.
Hey, by the way, did you hear about Ringo Starr on Regis and Kelly? It's crazy.
I think it's all time for Tim Mercer. And we have updates to the conversation.
And I haven't read this one yet, so.
I suppose I better check into the email and see what's what with this.
Well, here we go. Let me read it to you. All right, here we go. Let me read this to you. This is Tim Wurzel's bare metal question of the week. Should I do my...
Do the intro. It's classic.
Bare metal! Yeah, I can't really do it's supposed to be kind of like this... The Oh, that's it!
The song.
That was it! That was it! That was it! That was it!
That's that the was long the coolest face I've ever seen Irv make.
That was it. Here we go. Wait. I'm saying, like, could you imagine the intro? Like, it's time for a tech down. All right, let me see if I can time it up just right.
And whip it good.
Ah, fuck.
You gotta like overdub that intro part too.
What?
You gotta overdub that intro part. You know, like this is all for the dorks downtown in.
Downtown?
I don't know. Cell block one or whatever.
Cell
I don't know.
Yo,
something
yo.
Something like that.
We're
yo,
down
yo.
Server cage one.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Hold on a sec. Here we go. Yo, it's time for the newest segment on Dial a Dork. It's time for the tech down.
That's terrible.
God, please send us a sound engineer. Please.
Yeah, really.
I actually turned it up when he slammed it, so...
What?
You slamming it again?
Hold on a sec. All right.
Down now from it's day one.
Time for the newest segment on Dial-A-Dork, the Tech Down. That's what I was looking for. It's exactly what I was looking for. Okay.
All right.
Is that the Law and Order?
Yeah, sound? Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's the sound of an iPhone in the background, folks.
What?
Can you actually hear that?
Yeah.
Oh,
you can hear that? I can't.
What the anything going on with the table?
Oh.
It's amplifying.
I can't hear shit. Whatever.
You're not wearing a headphones.
Huh?
I'm getting paid for this, right? For being a sound engineer.
Well, what are you getting?
Paid.
Paid.
Just got paid today.
Just got paid.
Got me a pocket
Friday
full of change.
Night.
It's Friday jumping. Night.
Feeling right. All right, hold on. Look, you guys got to work. You gotta keep this party going for a second here because I'm
what
trying to find
something. What the hell are you doing?
Trying to find something, bitch.
Find something what? Aren't we supposed to
Shut
be doing 10 more?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
No, I thought I...
Keep talking, Matt.
My God.
Trying to get the sound dial in over here.
Whose sound? Mine or his?
Everybody's.
Oh.
I'm cranking it down?
I've managed to get rid of a lot of the hiss that we normally have.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of hiss, don't
with
we?
These knobs?
Well, duh. Loser.
You got to turn the gain down here. And then turn up the volume here.
That what?
Helps so it doesn't overdrive the signal.
Nice.
Overdrive?
So...
Overton
overdrive.
Check out the sound.
Bachman Turner overdrive. Is it like Bachman Turner overdrive?
You should notice that it's much more clear than it has been in the past.
Damn.
Where were you?
Whoa, you're a little loud there.
Sorry.
He's in and out of the microphone.
I am.
Hold the microphone at a constant distance from your mouth, please.
Strap it to my head.
We need to get you some headgear or something.
Shut up. Okay.
With a microphone
okay.
Mouth.
Let's move on to Tim Wurzel's bare metal question of the week. Dorks, so I think my monitor is dying here at home. It's about a 5 or 6 year old Dell 17-inch CRT. I was looking at new monitors for around $200 to $300. I really don't want to get an LCD because I think the quality of the image is duller and less refined than a CRT.
What?
I think that's an argument you can make.
No way.
CRT can look better to some people. But good luck getting like widescreen.
You're on crack.
However, the size difference that I can get in price as well as the space savings is making me rethink that. Don't forget the power savings as well.
Yeah.
I've been looking into LCD monitors and I've yet to find any that display in true 32-bit color. They all display in 16.2 million colors, which is essentially 24-bit color. Why can I not find one that will display in 32-bit color? Am I just looking for something that doesn't exist in that price range? Oh, also for a YouTube clip of the week, here's an ad that's been running nonstop up in here in the D, as well as in areas of Ohio. So we'll have to check that out too. I did not know that the monitors did not display true 32-bit color. That is news to me.
As
so,
I
32 well, bit LCD monitor. That's what I'm.
You don't want an LCD.
Right,
you want a CRT, right?
I think he's learning.
The space savings alone.
I don't know what is up with the lights down here.
It's been doing that for a while?
Yeah.
It does it every now and then. I don't know why.
Ghost.
Nearly all newer LCD monitors are fed with 24-bit color signals, allowing them to create colored 2D images that are perfect to the eye. But what all monitors lack is the extra 8 bits for the alpha channel. Start with a normal LCD and remove the backing from it, including the polarizer.
Oh, shit.
Add a black and white LCD of the same resolution, also without polarizer or backing. The black and white LCD is made to polarize 90 degrees out of phase with the color LCD. The result is that when both LCDs are on, the image will appear as normal, the monochrome LCD doing the work of the polarizing filter. This is where the extra 8 bits come in. They control the intensity level of the monochrome display, allowing the image to blend in with the background. When the monochrome LCD dims, less light is polarized, allowing more light from whatever is behind the display to pass through and blend with the image from the color LCD. One application would be allowing the user to increase the transparency to see what is behind the LCD without having to move their lazy head. This sounds ridiculous.
So does that have contrast? Is that
so
what I
basically
got out of that?
He's saying that the LCD monitors don't actually do 32-bit.
Hmm.
Is this is really true?
It's on the internet. It must be true.
What's
well, this is saying Hyundai
from?
W240D wide LCD monitor, 32-bit in Windows means 24-bit color plus an 8-bit alpha channel. This is all news to me. I don't really quite...
I play Crysis on my 4-year-old LCD.
Yeah.
And it's great. And well, I would think that anything newer would be better color-wise. My eyes can't tell the difference.
I worked in graphics for a little while, so we were always talking about, you know, the color depth of things and whatnot.
I guess that's Tim's job, right? He's a draftsman, so they're dealing with pictures all the time, diagrams.
I would think he'd be more concerned with contrast than
right.
than color, but unless he's doing, you know, color work where you've got to match print to screen to
right.
magazine and all that other bullshit, but that's what Pantone's for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't know. I guess my computer at home is set at 24-bit, too. I never really
yeah,
looked.
Yeah, I'll have a look now. I'm curious.
I care less.
What's this running on your laptop, Irv?
What's what running look, on
what, you, what your monitor settings?
Your display properties.
Yeah, well, it says 32-bit color, and apparently that's
not
the 8 bits for red, 8 bits for green, 8 bits for blue, and an 8-bit alpha channel.
So is it like 1024 versus 1000? Which one's really a gig?
I don't understand what the hell is going on here. It's always 24-bit color that is sent to a monitor. So 8-bit monitors produce true 24-bit color. What? And 6-bit monitors produce 18-bit color. Ugh. These people know a lot about monitors. They're talking about IPS and TN panels and all this other and PVA and all this
TN
shit.
TN panels are supposed to be the new stuff, I believe.
The TN, I guess, are cheaper. But don't do as good a job with, like, the blacks and the grays and stuff like that. So this guy's like, hi, I'm currently budgeting for a new computer that hopefully I'll...
I
he's looking for a 22... This guy says, any 22-inch LCD monitor with 32-bit?
Can you find a regular CRT with 32-bit color? Or is it the same situation where they only get 24 bits?
I guess what's going on is that there are some 6-bit TN panels that use some kind of dithering or whatever to
algorithm.
Simulate, you know, the 16 million colors or whatever. I mean, I feel like we're talking about people here who are like video file type people. Like, I don't mm-hmm. think I could notice this crap.
Yeah, like the people that save the PlayStation 1 for the audio codec that it comes built in with it and they implement it into their stereo receivers at home.
Say what?
You never... I thought we had that discussion.
That doesn't ring a bell.
I think we've talked about something like that before. But I was just going to make the analogy to what John said about the quality of the Blu-ray capability on the PlayStation 3 versus a Blu-ray player.
Right.
And I was like, really? You could tell the difference? And I'm wondering if that was a real setup or if that was a play at the store. You know what I mean?
That was actually a discussion that I had with him this weekend because he wanted to get the Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
But his TV's only a 720p anyways.
Well, that's what I said mine is. And...
So
it's worth it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've got to read up on that stuff.
Okay.
The visual differences between 720p and 1080i are negligible.
Really?
Between 1080p and 720p, you can start to pick it out.
Okay.
That's why I was like, I didn't go for the top.
Right, why spend
like,
the money?
I could care less, yeah.
I'm happy with my CRT TV. It's seven years old and still running strong.
It's still running, that's true.
When it dies, then I'll upgrade.
Wow. Yeah. These guys really give a damn
so
why about
don't you
monitors.
Tell us which website you're at so that
right.
Tim can go read his heart out.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't think we're going to be able to summarize this.
Tim, just if you look, if you Google 32-bit LCD monitor, you're going to see that basically all these monitors are 24-bit monitors and that Windows produces this alpha channel through some sort of software dithering to simulate this alpha channel. Thus, it's really simulated 32-bit color. It's not actual, I guess, 32-bit color, where I guess perhaps maybe CRTs are different. I don't know.
So that leads me to two questions.
Yeah.
First, is this a Windows-only thing? What happens in Linux
well,
or
the
any
question,
other operating
system? I don't know. Maybe the LCDs that are used in Macs, like in a
I do
like an iMac or something, are of a higher quality and actually produce the true... Or I don't know. I don't even know if it's possible. Sounds like you have to have like two LCDs
hardware.
Working together to produce this, you know, one to produce the color and one to produce this alpha channel. This like.
So my next question then would be, is this true for just LCDs or does this go to CRTs?
Sounds
as
like
well?
CRTs on the other hand.
And
yeah, I don't know, Tim. I think
how would Windows know if
you're
looking
actually,
at a CRT or a CRT?
I got to tell you, Tim, you mentioned 16.2.
I think you can.
Yeah, it detects it through the graphics port.
Tim,
does it know?
Generally, whenever I've hooked up a CRT or LCD to a Windows machine without installing a specific driver,
mm-hmm.
it will say one or the other, plug-and-play monitor, LCD, or
plug-and-play
monitor,
CRT. Right, but that's picking up
CRT.
The drivers. automatically, so it's going to know.
That and how does it know? So
plug and play.
Yeah.
Well, look, Tim is saying 16.2 million colors. That is not 24-bit color. If you see 16.2 million colors, that is 6-bit color that uses some kind of software dithering to simulate 16.7 million colors, which is 24-bit. So if between $200 and $300, Tim, you are going to be getting 6-bit color, which is essentially 18-bit color when you do all three color channels, and then everything else is, yeah, you're not going to get
at that
what you're looking
range.
For at that price range. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like there's any LCD monitor that does actual 32-bit.
I don't know.
Maybe OLED will.
Well, I've seen some phenomenally expensive medical
scanners
LCDs that claim enormous resolution and enormous color throughputs. So maybe it does exist.
I have a family member that was a Marine and worked on the Blackhawks and the Cobras. You met my cousin Rich.
Rich, yeah.
There is a video or VCR in the tail of those helicopters that the government pays $30,000 for. And it's nothing more than a VCR and a steel box. Put a regular VHS tape into it, take the regular VHS tape out, and it just records what the pilot sees.
Is that the equivalent of like a black box or?
No.
Oh,
it's what the pilot sees on his HUD.
Okay.
Gets recorded into the VHS. Or the VCR. So maybe the interface there is what's expensive, but I remember him telling me that just the box for the VCR itself, with no special cables or anything, was $30,000.
Well, I wonder what the innards look like. I mean, I wonder if it's...
True, maybe it's hardened a little bit.
Hardened to 20 Gs.
That could be.
An Apache or whatever.
Maybe it's bulletproof.
Is solid, like you can crash it up to 15 Gs or something
like
that.
I have no idea.
Saves you. I remember reading something about it a long time ago.
Just don't hit the eject button.
Yeah, that's usually a bad idea in a helicopter.
I hope it ejects you out the bottom or the side, not the top.
I'd go with the side over the bottom, though.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess at the bottom, the helicopter could come down on you. But
what do you mean if it could come down? I mean, if you're closer to the ground. You're
oh, that's a good point, too. Yeah?
Talking about the ultimate spike.
Oh, fuck.
Splat.
So my final resolution for Tim would be,
you're not getting the 32-bit color with an LCD,
right?
But you are getting like widescreen. So if you really don't like the color, then as it turns out, if I may just record make a follow-up known here. There have been some replies from Drew and Russ.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
so we have some
those.
Listeners.
And they're reading their email.
Okay.
And Drew says, "Do you have any equipment that works right?" And that's not very helpful, Drew.
Right.
And Russ says, Russ has a 19-inch CRT that he'll give to Tim for free. And Drew says he probably won't see him for a little while, probably till Easter, but he'd be more than happy to deliver it, warehouse it, and deliver it. So there you go, Tim. Free 19-inch CRT. Can't beat that.
True.
If you like CRT so goddamn much, then
why don't you just... The space savings for an LCD is nice, though, on the desktop.
Space savings, power savings.
That may be my next purchase for home.
You find it easier? I have sat in front of a few that I instantly have a headache. It's
like the one at the company we used to work for? Those 15-inch monitors that were in the server room?
Those didn't bother me.
No?
No, they didn't bother me. I'll tell you, though, I did some stuff there that I should not have done.
Like slept in the floor behind the server
room? Well, slept in the server room. I did that a lot. I just knew no one was going to find me there.
Oh, until that day I walked in.
Yeah, but were you alone?
Yes, I was.
Well, then who cared? I meant nobody that mattered was going to find me there.
True.
You should have totally, like, drawn on his face.
He woke up.
I woke up. It was never a deep sleep.
It's the fastest I've ever seen Irv move.
I was like, I was just checking something out.
He's wiping the sleep out of his eyes.
It wasn't a good thing that I did. But
anyway, actually, to help Tim out, I was just reading Ars Technica. ARSTECHINA.com?
No, that's Ars Techina.
Sorry, the other
try ARSTECHNICA.com.
Yeah, anyway, so I can't spell.
You're not a spelling dork, apparently.
They just put up their latest 2008 system guide, and they do the budget box, the you know, like a gamer box, and then the God box that has all kinds of power and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And they put some good feedback on decent quality monitors at several price ranges,
okay,
including the 300 range.
All right, so there you go, Tim.
226 BW.
Yeah, that was mentioned there.
Yep, that's probably what I'll buy unless I decide to go for the 24.
Well,
really, I was thinking 22 inches as well.
I'd like to.
22 is a good price point. And yeah. How big do you really need to be? How much internet porn can you really watch on one screen?
Actually, I'm gonna keep my current one and run a dual monitor setup.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you going to game with that? Can you game
with
dual monitor?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The driver sets the game to be locked to a particular.
Oh, okay. So monitor. It doesn't spread it across the monitors.
Yeah. You can spread it. Now, you can do it either way.
You guys know that I'm a big fan of RedTube.
Yes, we know.
Because when you mouse over the thumbnail in RedTube, it gives you a little. Shows you like, you know, six or eight frames.
You know what I don't like about RedTube?
Tell me.
They limit you to two simultaneous video feeds at once.
Well, Jesus, dude.
The hell's your problem?
Hey, you know.
Stimulation do you need?
Well, I have to say that I'm also a big fan of a website called Megarotic.
Megarotic.
Never heard of that one.
And it's just a bunch of, you know, flash-based video, and you can only watch 10 videos per day. Unless I think you agree to download the Megarotic toolbar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't,
and then you can watch 20 per day.
Don't do that.
I went and did it.
Malware, spyware.
Doesn't matter. I don't use IE. You just download it for IE and then, you know. Well, you can just use IE for Megarotic and you're fine. Anyway, the point is they have a lot of they have a lot more videos than RedTube. But they don't give you the little preview. But, there's, you know, it's good stuff. A lot of clips from
RedTube has a couple of variants too, like YouPorn and Porn.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of competitors in the space.
Well, I think RedTube and I think it's YouPorn are actually it's the same site.
It really does seem like the same. Actually, now that you mention it, so yeah, they could be two sides of the same coin, or somebody has used the same software.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Holy God, does this girl have a great body?
RedTube is a terrible, terrible site.
RedTube is good times.
How's our girlfriend Keely doing, by the way?
Her breasts are huge and fabulous. What?
Who's Keely?
Keely Hazel or whatever. You haven't seen Keely? She was like page 3 girl of the year or whatever for 06.
Found
06.
Her one day.
I found her.
Showed her to me, and we started looking at them.
Look, there's three. There's a trio of women. Well, there's four. There are four women from England. They're all like these page 3 girls.
Yeah.
Okay, and they are completely spectacular. I mean, they are spectacular and completely 100% natural, except maybe collagen lip injection or something. But for the most part, these girls are these are their natural bodies. Okay. Based on my extensive experience, which is not much. But anyway, here are the names for you. Keely Hazel, or Hazel.
You know, I haven't heard that name.
K-E-E-L-E-Y H-A-Z-E-L-L.
Yep.
Then there is, and I think this girl is every bit what Keely is, Lucy Pinder.
Well, but we've disagreed on this.
Lucy
forever, so
Pinder, who just very recently, within the last 6 months, finally exposed her full breast.
Okay. That's the same Lucy I'm thinking of.
She, for years, would only show everything but like the very
Nipplage. Yeah.
The
center, areola.
The areola and nipple. Okay. Yeah. She would just show all of the breast but that. And of course, these girls only pose topless because that's the page 3 mm-hmm. thing. They don't. Right. Right.
It's classy.
Sure. It's in the newspaper for Christ's sake. It's in the frickin' Sun. You go pick it up at the newsstand and stand on the street corner, and there's your page 3 girl. Every week. But anyway, so Lucy Pinder, when she finally revealed them, though, they are so perfect. They're so perfect. And she's so hot.
Bring them up.
Her friend is Michelle Marsh. Okay?
I don't remember.
Michelle Marsh is a blonde with just insane rack. And then their friend, Sophie Howard. So the four of them. Okay? Keely Hazel.
Walk into a bar.
Keely Hazel, Lucy Pinder, Michelle Marsh, and Sophie Howard. You cannot go wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will show you. I will show Dan.
Which one's your favorite?
You know what? Right now, I'm into Lucy Pinder right now, but maybe it's for the.
She held out for so long.
Well, you know, it's the what do you call it? The
forbidden fruit.
What do you call it? When something's new.
novelty factor.
Oh, yes, yes.
So to speak.
Yes. But, you know, Keeley, of course, is... Of course, and there was a sex tape.
Yeah.
The Keeley, but that sucked. It was basically her just, like, blowing some dude or something. Mm. And then it was, like, a lot of him performing oral sex on her, but the camera was behind him. Like, just mounted on the dresser or something. So it's all just, like, man ass for, like, 20 minutes. Like, no.
That's what you're into.
Got nothing on the Pamela Lee.
Well,
Have you seen it?
That was the sex tape that started it all.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That was a sex tape to...
End all sex tapes.
No, that was a sex tape to begin all sex tapes. The sex tape to end all sex tapes would probably be Lemon Party. No, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Damn you.
Down the hole. There's the shit.
All right, look. Here is the YouTube clip of the week. Shane's YouTube clip of the week, courtesy of Tim Wurzel. If you want to find it, search for Mo Money Vice, Ohio. Well, just search
Ohio?
For... Well, I mean, it says Mo Money Vice and then in parentheses Ohio at YouTube. I'm going to play it. It's a commercial. I've never seen it. So here it goes. You coming over here?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. There we go.
Yo, Chief, what's up with the high income tax prices?
Guys, I'm going to need your help on this case immediately.
I think you need to check out those new guys because I'm retired and my partner's not looking too hot.
What? Hater, you just mad because I got me some baby names.
You going to make me Superman up on you. You.
Okay, Chief, we'll be there in less than 30 seconds.
Fresh out, baby.
More money taxes. Come down and see us and you'll be glad that you did.
Welcome to Toledo.
Yeah.
Well, that I have to tell you, they it looks like they have offices all over the country, and I am going. They know what they're doing. I think that's beautiful. That to me, that is the American dream right there. I mean, that's you know, it looks like three of our
brethren,
shall we say, starting a legitimate business.
True.
You know,
very true.
Making mills, probably.
Living on the beach.
I mean, that to me, that's the American dream. That, to me, that's the ultimate expression of what America's all about, is that anyone can get together with a good idea, a little gumption. And, you know, obviously you need to be competent at what you're doing, or it won't last. You'll be you know, exposed as a fraud or whatever. But assuming they do a decent job, and they have these great commercials, right? And... I think that's great. It's much better than these piece of shit, you know, H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt and stuff that have sunk all that money in the goddamn subprime mortgages. Fuck them. You know, they're probably just evil.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably out lobbying for more complex tax structure,
right,
and code, because it just propagates their business.
Hmm. Is Keely 18?
Yes.
Well, she's over 18 now.
Okay. Just making sure.
I think she was 19 when she came out.
She's all right.
She's okay.
She's fucking hot. Off your gourd.
I need an iPhone. I could watch porn all day long.
Porn on my phone.
I wonder if iPorn is a taken site.
What do you think?
Yeah.
How about every letter followed by the word porn?
Yep.
Have you read about the domain squatters? I mean, Jesus, they got
everything. Very true.
Yeah, so that's the other search term for our YouTube clip of the week. Search for just Keeley all by itself.
Is this on YouTube?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, there you go.
All right, I'm going to bring up a picture of each one of the four girls, and we're going to let Dan decide the winner.
Is there anything else we need to cover? So to speak.
I have a new piece of flair. It's my tax software.
Really? What'd you get?
I chose Tax Cut from H&R Block because you can get home and business.
Let me go back there.
And it comes with a free e-file, federal and state, for your personal return.
How much?
$89.99.
I picked up TurboTax yesterday. Oh my.
So you went with TurboTax.
I went for TurboTax.
But see, the H&R, the tax that comes with the free e-file, it's like worth like 20 or 30 bucks.
TurboTax does too.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, I got the deluxe version, so it's
Well, but I have homeowners. To do business, too.
Yeah, so yours is a little more. I can give you that.
Premium, because mm-hmm. I do the business stuff and the rental as well.
Slick Deals had a special. Well, Staples had a special that I found on Slick Deals. You get TurboTax for $45 and a $30 mail-in rebate, or an easy rebate.
So it doesn't really matter. $15. It's, you know, it's freaking, it's a tax deduction.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cost of, like, tax prep is automatically deductible.
Yeah, but it's not a credit.
Well, but
so
not
save
that
you.
Yeah.
It's going to raise your rate, your chance of getting audited to reduce your tax by $3.
Not going to raise your chance. Dude, auditing is probably fairly random, I'm thinking.
You think so?
I'm thinking. There are probably your red flag type deals, but for the most part, I think it's random.
My new Flair, I bought a ATI HD 3870 video card. It's fucking hot.
A what?
I'm holding out for the 9000s.
Yeah, I know. I would have liked to, but for 250, I was like, hell yeah.
They released the dual core 3870 yesterday.
Yeah.
For 550, I think.
Yeah.
It's a
Crossfire or SLI mode.
Right.
On one.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Think about it. Two graphics cores in one card.
Yeah, but you're not sharing memory.
What do you mean you're not sharing memory?
What, you have, let's say the card has 512 on it.
Oh, you, well.
So you don't have a gig of memory. So it's not.
Yeah, I didn't look at the specs.
Truly,
I don't know
what the specs are. But if you bought two 512 card, you'd have a gig of memory.
Oh, yeah, right.
Whereas this way, you only have two cores, which is really the bottleneck anyways.
But if you think about it, they're sharing the same textures anyway, because they're displaying
it's probably doing the same thing, interlacing the lines.
Right, exactly. So you don't really need the extra RAM.
Right.
Right.
So that's why I went with the GTS 320 instead of the 640, because the extra 320 megs of memory does nothing for you in most games.
Well,
unless you're playing
games.
Flight Sim, which I want to buy.
Yeah, I don't know. The
Do you want to play Crysis tonight, by the way?
Tonight?
Yeah, I think we're going to be playing here in a little bit.
Really?
Fuck.
Okay, come here, Dan.
All right.
Yeah, sorry I missed yesterday.
All right. We'll start with Keeley.
All right.
And I've just chosen, four pictures that, try to do them justice by... So here's Keeley. Now, what I think Keeley really has going for her, perhaps over the other ones, is the really beautiful face.
She is very pretty. Oh, my God.
Look, those are totally real. Just killer.
Okay.
All right?
She's now very pretty. But she looks too young, I think.
Yeah, she's definitely old enough.
I think she's 21 now.
She might be old enough, but I don't...
You're not into that young look.
I'm not.
Okay. So, Dan wants to bone your grandmother.
That's right.
Lock up the nursing home.
Saggy titties and everything.
Okay, Michelle Marsh. This isn't a great picture for her face-wise, but it does show the tits.
And she has a magnificent rack as well.
And she's actually
nude, a little
camel toe
going down there.
She actually will, yeah.
Yeah, Keeley's hotter so far.
Okay, here's Sophie Howard.
Sophie looks like a porn star. I don't like the nips.
What? I love those little small ones.
You like the small nips like that?
Yeah.
I don't like pepperoni nipples, but I like them to be a little bigger.
Pepperoni. Pepperoni nipple. That's good.
Need some salami nipples up in here.
You guys are... this show's really gone off the tracks. And here's Lucy Pinder.
This is the one... Ooh. No. She's hot.
Oh, yeah. She's.
Are you sure those are real?
Yes.
I guess she's got her arms spread out, so maybe that's why they're pulled apart.
Yeah.
I think she might be my favorite. Go back to Keeley real quick.
Well, here's the other pictures of Lucy Pinder.
She looks older than...
Here's her. This is Lucy Pinder on the beach with Sophie Howard. That's Lucy. And that's Sophie.
Who is Sophie Howard? And why?
She was the one that I just showed you a minute ago, you fucking jerk. See, she'd always take pictures like this.
That's right.
Okay, and then finally she...
Dusters, bitches.
Yes. Strategically placed...
All right. Well, this should be in the show notes.
Well, you can't use my Easy News account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is when she finally showed him. This was the pictorial.
Yeah.
I mean, how freaking hot is she, dude?
She is
pretty hot. So her and Keeley, man, they're definitely like neck and neck there. Oh, look, Mo Money Taxes commercial number 2. Oh, wait a minute. I gotta let it spool up a little bit.
Buffer.
All right. Oh, that's a longer one. Ah, forget it.
Forget it.
You want to see it? Look it up. It's 9 o'clock.
We're way off topic.
We've done an hour. So now we can do whatever we want, I guess. Not that we haven't already.
I have some business to talk to you guys about.
Business?
So, yeah.
So you want to talk about it on the air?
No, probably not.
No?
I don't want to give the idea away. Somebody will steal my millions.
That you don't have yet?
My zillions. So.
Did we cover all of our...
did we meet the agenda?
Segments today. We didn't do free software. I could. A friend of mine asked about NVU, NVU.
Yeah, I'm using Composer.
And you're using Composer.
Composer. It's just a. It's like, you know, freeware front page kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
It works. Very basic.
It really, but it really helps me a lot because I get these occasional little web update gigs, and so I need to like alter a table a little bit or whatever, and I'm so sick of doing it in like a text editor or something, or like. I'm so sick of Dreamweaver. Actually, can I just tell you, like, the greatest friend to my development efforts that I've ever...
Please.
And it's really not free, but...
It's free to you.
It's free to me. Is a little Novell program, actually, called NetDrive, which has been used, I think, to create, like, that... basically, you can map a drive, a letter drive, a network drive, to an FTP site.
Oh,
like internet network neighborhood or something.
That.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember which one now though.
Okay. Are you sure?
I want to say it was a 2K power tool.
Yeah, it's not.
Well,
XP.
All I know is that good work. All I know is that it's so awesome because basically you just use Windows Explorer, and you can just right click on stuff and use your text editor. I just can like launch TextPad. You know, and you can just save right in TextPad, see what happened, undo it all, you know, boom, 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 redo it, whatever.
Dreamweaver's got all that stuff.
Yeah, but Dreamweaver fucking blows. I'm convinced that Dreamweaver blows.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Oh, okay.
So, in that vein, back to software, free software.
For the free software, it's basic, it's good at what it does, you know, it's all right.
I have a better...
It's not really under a lot of development right now, though.
Better free software from Microsoft, even. Server 2008, SQL 2008, and Visual Studio 2008, all for free. The Server 2008 launch party kicks off in mid-March around the country. You sign up for one of the events, go to the event for the day, and you get all three of those products for free. So...
So are we going?
I'm already signed up.
Oh, right. Through work?
Yeah, it's down at the Marriott downtown. I signed up on my own time.
We should make that a Dial a Dork event.
What the hell is this?
It's the Server 2008 launch party. May 13th, or March 13th in Cleveland.
Interesting.
And by going, they give you Server 2008 for free.
Really?
SQL 2008 for free.
Really?
And Visual Studio 2008 for free.
Really?
So.
eBay!
It's not
They're
for
probably
resale.
Personal not- editions.
Yeah.
I don't think
eBay.
So.
eBay.
They're full blown.
They're full blown.
Unlocked.
Yeah. They work, baby. You're just not supposed to use them in production.
No, they're supportable in production as well.
They're supportable.
You're not
supposed to. I don't think you're supposed to.
I read
the
not
for resale editions are not for production use. They're not. They're full editions.
Right.
But they're not licensed for production use. You're not supposed to sell them. And you're not supposed to use them. You're supposed to use them for testing.
And development.
You know, well, just for testing. Like, not testing like testing your stuff. You're supposed to use them for...
Learning the app.
Yeah, for like either, you know, getting to know it or see, hey, will this work in my organization? Let's use it for a couple of months. Or
right.
Or a couple of refreshes.
Or a couple of years.
Speaking of free, there's been a couple of refreshes on the Linux side of things, too.
Really?
Lately. Yeah, KDE's up again. GNOME just had a release. The hell, Poppy? Get off of my toe.
I need to build myself a Linux box. Who am I kidding?
You don't do enough computing at home to need one.
I don't do anything that requires a Linux box.
You play games and read email.
Right. That's it. So, is that the end of the show song?
No.
Guitar Hero?
Wait.
It's Metallica.
That's what I want to use for a Tim Wurzel bare metal question. That's my inspiration, the guitar.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to emulate with my mouth. Not easy to do.
With your Jew harp.
My Jew harp. So can I just... Can I just say that this story isn't going to mean anything to anybody at this table? At this table, but I don't know if you guys have met my dear friend Maciej.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
Anthill Pro, one of the greatest software development tools ever put to code,
and a great freaking local business story.
Great local Cleveland-based business. Brilliant guy, awesome software. But back in the day, when he was a younger man and a little less disciplined, he wanted to make a killing in the stock market, and he was like all into like arbitrage and stuff like that. And he was working at actually McDonald Investments, which is now Key, in their arbitrage department. And he was given the ability to buy and sell options without the minimum investment. So he was buying little puts and and whatever those things are. Puts and what's the other? It's a put and there's another kind of option. The one where you think it's good. There's one where you think it's going to go up, and there's one where you think it's going to go down. And it's kind of like buying or shorting, but it's like they have two different words for it, like a put and a stop, or I don't know what the hell it's called. Anyway. But he taught himself C, and he wrote a neural network. This is like 1992. 91 or 92. He taught himself C and wrote a neural network to predict stock performance. And he reached a great deal of accuracy, except that at the time, the program took 2 weeks to run. So you had your answer
a little
for
bit
tomorrow,
late.
2 weeks late. At least that was kind of the story that went around. So we're trying to plan this bachelor party. He's invited, and my buddy Mark says, Maciej, why don't you have your army of programmers whip up an online application using a neural network to create a matrix and predict the best possible weekend? And a couple emails later, another friend, Kyle, says, it would give us the best possible weekend 2 weeks after it occurred. I think that's pretty funny.
Nice.
It was great.
So I hope Maciej doesn't get too upset about that.
Implemented now on a faster machine that would...
I don't know.
Probably.
I you know what? I think the whole thing was I don't know what to say.
You should ask him.
I should ask him about it, see if he still has it.
And run it on.
I should ask him if he still has it.
One of our dual core boxes.
Right.
Or something like
that's
that.
What I always wondered, you know. But the guy's a genius. Anthill Pro's awesome.
Did he develop it?
What, Anthill Pro?
Yeah. Really?
He wrote an OS version initially, and then over time he's been building it into, he built it into a fully supported, commercial product. And now their latest version, Anthill Pro 3, is really amazing software. It automates enormous swaths of the development process from, it does like a continuous integration kind of a thing, but you can do all kinds of stuff, including piece of code goes from the code repository to the compiler. It'll send it to the compiler. You can do all kinds of scripts. Like you can have the whole thing run a setup operation to blow it down to QA and set it all up and everything and run
like an elevation
tests
tool.
And do everything. But code you can also have it
tool.
Stop.
What? Code lifecycle tool.
Yeah, it is. It's an application lifecycle
management.
Automation, actually. And you can have it stop at places so people can approve stuff and all kinds of notification, RSS, whatever you want. I mean, it is. You go to anthillpro.com, the local company Urban Code. They're awesome. It's a great piece of software. They're competing head to head with IBM. They bought BuildForge, and flat out, Anthill Pro is a way better product.
Really,
they've got a couple of Electric Cloud, I think, and BuildForge are their main competitors. But I'm telling you, Anthill Pro, these guys are way ahead of the.
We're gonna have to find out what they use and see if I can get it in and get a little commission on the back end.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Kickback. I'm gonna kick back from Monte. Sure, we can do that.
I know we've developed a lot of our own elevation tools, depending on which business you're in.
Yeah. We're out of the build cycle, and we're on a tail end of buying.
Really?
You know how companies.
It's funny though.
Like, we'll build that.
Yep. He sells Anthill.
We screwed everything up. We're going to buy it now.
He sells Anthill Pro to banks. A lot of banks.
They
banks write so much fucking software. What the fuck? What the fuck, Matt?
Dude, man.
Don't complain.
I can't. Yeah.
It keeps my job.
All right. Well, what do you work for? An insurance company?
Same thing.
I mean, the same thing.
Actually, I was telling one of
the
guys.
We elevate code all the time. Code management.
All right.
I was telling one of the guys that I work with about the data center move ideas. I'm like, so whenever.
I've got the plans, and I know how to do it. So
we just need a client.
Yeah, exactly. I've searched the web a few times trying to figure out what's going on out there, and I have some contacts in California, but I haven't pursued them. I probably should.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're not outsourcing that project, so that's not a viable target.
Oh, you guys. All right,
yeah. You guys shouldn't fucking talk about this.
What?
On the show.
Yep.
I don't know. You might say something and get you fired.
Whatever.
Nah.
All right. And I'm wrapping the show up anyway, so fuck you. All right. All right, that's the end of the show. If you want to, thank you for listening.
Good night,
if you
motherfuckers.
The tonight's show was all about porn.
Every show should be about porn.
Tech down. So we got thumbs up or thumbs down on tech down.
I like it.
I'm gonna
undecided.
I'm gonna undecided.
Matt, just,
well, you and your and your faggoty bracelet can be undecided.
Bite me, right.
Whoa, I didn't even notice that.
You're trying to, you know, you're trying to bang some. You know, he's trying to fuck that yoga chick.
That's
and
exactly
that's
what's
going
on.
You're trying to get that.
I want to see the Dalai Lama in.
You're trying to get that bitch in the Kama Sutra, like in that you know, bent over cow or whatever the milking cow position or whatever the fuck that shit is.
All right.
Down
good night,
dog.
Folks.
Down dog.
Down dog. Down dog. There you
I'd
go.
Like to have Lucy Pinder in the down dog.
Exactly.
I don't know. I actually want to. I only want Lucy Pinder in positions where I can see and or I want to see her tits the whole time.
Yeah, this show was all about porn. Yeah.
Irv, why are we always doing it missionary style? I don't know, Lucy.
Those are probably bigger.
Here, you know what? Lucy. You can get on top if you want.
Put some wings on them.
Uh oh.
Sorry, Dory.
Dory, you missed my Yoko. Fault. You missed the porn episode. Yeah, we were talking about boobs and things.
Kind
this is what happens when you're not here,
how
Yoko.
How wonderful for you.
Yeah, really.
I love boobies.
Okay, so anyway, email us at dorks@dial-a-dork.com. Go to cafepress.com/dialadork. No hyphens. And bye. Shit.
I actually looked at the stuff we tried to sell. It's pretty terrible.
What? What do you want me to do?
No, it's just good.
Did you talk about the Dial-a-Dork clip party that we're having?
Oh, yeah. Are you guys going to come to the Dial-a-Dork clip party? Well, thanks for not emailing Dory back, so she sits there and wondering, you know, if anyone gives a damn.
Did nobody respond? Oh, my God.
That's not what this is about. I thought you might tell your many, many listeners that they should email their favorite clips and shows.
Yes, if you wouldn't mind, please listen to some shows and email your favorite. Don't, like, email the actual clip. Just email, like, maybe a date and a timestamp and a subject matter. We're trying to put together a demo CD. We'd like to get back on real radio. So please, 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 help us. Help us.
Help
you
us.
Fucking,
help
you fucking ungrateful fucking assholes.
It's
help us.
One of my favorites.
Oh, is that on tonight?
The Star Wars episode?
The family? What?
No. Star Wars episode.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Where
my search for cloak.
Yes. Yeah. Yoko high on cloak.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Hookers and cloak.
All right, we're done.
We're done. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Good night now.
You get all those pimps together, it was live.